Jesus Christ, my living. presence of the Lord. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck you from his hand. How good God is. This is the power of Christ in you. Oh, blessed be the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Church, in coming before the Lord's table today, we have commemorated the Lord's death as commanded in the scriptures till his coming. As we now turn into the season ahead, following the season of Pentecost, I believe it is wise that as we declare our theme to be, my hope is in Christ, I believe it is prudent for our understanding to be that as we place our hope in Christ, your power to walk with him is given unto you by and through the blessed Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Rome, and unto you and I today out of Romans 15, may the God of hope, oh, blessed be the name of Jesus, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, as you believe upon the Lord Jesus. Amen. So that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Churches, we recognize the power that is realized by the infilling and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power that is afforded as you walk by the Spirit. You will be filled with the joy and the peace of God as you believe upon him. Many times over, we can question ourselves. We can hear of someone who is saying, I don't know which way to turn. Church, if we are asking questions of our next move, of our next season in the Lord and where we should be, my advice is get closer to the Lord and you will hear his voice. You will be led and empowered by the Holy Spirit. When we cannot hear the voice of the Lord, we are one step too many away from his presence. Church, I trust that today's message will build your faith in the Lord. Build up, I trust you will be, for the work that God has for each of you in this very day and this hour. Mm-hmm. How many of you can say, Pastor, I believe that God has a work for me to do? Church, not everyone, as we go to prayer here today, I want to remind each of us, not everyone is called to walk the streets as an evangelist. Not everyone is called to move out of their country to be a missionary. Not everyone is called to the pastorate. Not everyone is called to be a bishop. Every one of you are called and anointed by God to be a servant of the Lord. God has a work for you to accomplish. First and foremost, within yourself. Secondly, to your family. Thirdly, to your immediate surroundings. Then, as God moves you outward into what the Word of God says as the highways and the byways, into the hedges, the places that people are divided against God, They are stuck in a place where they cannot touch the saving grace of God. God has a ministry for you to be there. Mm-hmm. So you open up Scripture today. I trust that as we see that the hope that we are to reside in is in the Lord Jesus, I trust that you will be saying, Lord God, amen, anoint me. Help me, Father, to be the servant that you are calling me to be. Let us pray. Lord God, once again, we petition your holy throne. Lord God, we ask now that you will open up every heart, every soul, and every mind. Oh God, let us comprehend, let us understand, let us be taught by you today. This we ask and we pray in the holy name of Jesus. And the church says once again, amen.
Amen.
In preparation, church, for our worship and our prayer here today, I prayed before the Lord over our theme as we walk into the weeks ahead. Hope. Hope in the Lord. And as I prayed, I could see those that we see around us within our immediate community as far as the far reaches of the world goes. How many of you will agree with me that there is a hunger often for that which we know not what we are hungering for? And as the world, that soul that is without the Lord Jesus, as that soul hopes for something, oftentimes it is the scheme of man or the scheme of the enemy to fill that void with that which is destruction. You can name it. We could sit here all day long and we could discuss those schemes that the enemy uses to destroy that which, if only the heart will hear the blessed word of God, that heart will be empowered. The work of the enemy will make every attempt to destroy that which God will turn to his glory, if we can only get the message there. As I prayed, the Lord brought me to Colossians. If you have your word today with you, open up to the book of Colossians, chapter 1. I'm going to be using the ESV as our text of reading today. Here we have the Apostle Paul teaching the church of Colossae. He is writing to all of the people of God. Let us read, beginning with verse 21. First, you will see here the work of Christ Jesus. Verses 21 and 22. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he, Christ Jesus, has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. Now, secondly, we see your call to walk steadfast. We also see the position of the Apostle Paul. Now, let's continue to read verse 23. If indeed you continue in faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, am a minister. Paul's ministry to the church we see now. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake. And in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body. That is, the church. Paul's work was for the sake of the church of the Lord Jesus, for you and I, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known. So now we see the work of Christ. We see the purpose of the Apostle Paul's ministry. And thirdly, we now begin to see Christ at work in you as you believe upon him. Read with me, verse 26. The mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now is revealed to his saints. How good God is. He is speaking to you by the very opening of his word. This is what we believe. The word of God is your knowledge. The word of God is your power. The hidden mystery of the word of God is now being revealed to his saints. 27. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. 28. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. You see, church, you see your ministry. If you want to say that you can walk in the likeness of the apostle, here, circle, highlight, check off verse 28. This is the ministry for every man, woman, and child, that you may be able to teach. It may be your child. It may be your cousin. It may be your neighbor. Teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. You do not want one that you know to go without growing up in the Lord, maturing in his word. For this, verse 29, the apostle writes, for this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. We continue to do the work of the Lord. May God add a blessing to the reading of his scripture. Church, on this day of remembrance of the work of Christ upon the cross of Calvary. And in this day, as we stand before Christ asking the Lord for a fresh anointing upon each one today. Today the word of God speaks to us. It is a reminder that it is to be Jesus Christ whom we proclaim and preach, because he is the hope of glory. Christ Jesus, the riches of glory, the glory of God, which is Christ in you. If you say that you have come before the Lord God, you have received him as your Lord and Savior, Christ is in you. Blessed be his holy name. Hope, we see, here comes from the Greek, meaning an expectation of good. How many of you know that every good gift cometh from above?
Amen.
Every good thing that God blesses you with, you are to return to him praise for. Hope is the expectation of what is to come, or We can say it as this. It is a trust in what has been proclaimed. Mm-hmm. Having hope in He, Christ Jesus, who is your foundation. Your hope is to be anchored in the Lord Jesus as a believer, as a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus. Today, church, I trust that as we join together as the body of Christ, as we join together in making Christ our foundation, I trust that all of your hope, undivided, will be placed in Him. I challenge you today, as we seek God for a fresh anointing for the season ahead, as we look to God for His will to be over our lives, as you look to God for guidance, I challenge you to be reminded that as we seek to walk in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, our proclaiming is not to be centered on ourselves, not on man, but on Jesus Christ, our Lord, our hope of glory. You might recall that the Apostle Paul, he had been sent from Judea at the order of Agrippa to stand before Caesar in Rome. This was in defense of his witness of Christ. At the time of this writing, it's commonly held that he was under house arrest. It is here, it is approximately 64 AD. He writes here the word of God. He writes here within the book to Colossae. He writes of the importance of the need for your growth. Your growth in knowledge and faith in Christ. He warns against ungodly teaching. He also gives instruction on your need to be one with the Lord Jesus. The Word of God here within Colossians gives to you that Jesus Christ is supreme over all. Today our focus is on Jesus Christ as your hope of glory, as your mediator before God. As I mentioned earlier, we have offered up our praises. We have offered up our prayer before our Lord God Almighty today, church. Can you testify today on this day of coming to the Lord's table and partaking of His sacrament? Can you testify that it is only by the power of the blood of Christ, that it is by His shed blood that we are set free from the chains and the bondages of sin? Can you say amen? I believe all too often, as we come to the house of the Lord, we come with a knowledge of Christ Jesus. When we look around, many are able to proclaim that they have known the Lord for years. Many are able to say that, yes, Pastor, I have learned and heard of the miraculous works and the teachings of Christ. But all blessed be the name of Jesus. I believe often too many times we fail to appreciate the sheer magnitude of the power of redemption found only at the cross of Calvary. Oftentimes we fail to understand that there is power for change in the name of Jesus. The hungry soul does not need to sit in the muck and the mire of the world to which God is pulling him out of. There is power in the name of Jesus to bring about the new creation that God has promised. We fail to understand oftentimes that there is power for healing in the name of Jesus. We fail to recognize that Christ Jesus is our sole hope of glory. The Word of God declares that He is the one who has all power. The one who the Apostle Paul writes of in Colossians 1:16, Christ Jesus, who holds all preeminence, Christ Jesus, the Son of God. By Him, the Word of God states, by Him. How many things? All things. All things are created. All things that are in heaven, in an earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, of power, powers, all things are created, were created through Him and for Him. John 1 reminds us, in the beginning was the Word, Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Through Him, John writes, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. Oh, glory to God. And as a testimony of the greatness of your Lord and Savior, a testimony to the power of God given to you through Christ Jesus. Speaking of your hope, John goes on to write in John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. We have seen His glory. Glory as the only Son from the Father. Full of grace and truth. Amen. Church, Jesus. There is none other than Jesus. Mm-hmm. Who is our blessed hope of glory. His shed blood holds the power for redemption. His broken body holds the power for healing. All things were created for His glory. He is preeminent. He is superior among all creation. He is full of grace and mercy. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is your reconciliation unto the Father. Is it any wonder, oh glory to God, is it any wonder why we can sing the hymn of old, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you on behalf of the people of God today, Lord Jesus, for your outpouring. Your outpouring of your grace and your mercy. Church, if you've ever heard someone ask, or even if you've ever wondered, what is my purpose in this journey? The Word of God is speaking to you today. The Word of God has given us an answer to give to that one who is asking. By God, you were created. What does the Word of God say? In His image. And for His glory. The Word of God is speaking to you that by the one who has all power over the heavens and the earth, verse 17 of our text says it like this, He is before all things. And in Him all things hold together. Oh, praise His name. When we give glory to God, church. When we lift Him up in praise. When we recognize His supreme power over our lives, we see that He is our righteousness. He is your teacher. He is your example.
Amen.
Church, the Word of God goes even further in declaring the power of the person of Christ Jesus over your life. Hebrews 1 and 3, I'm going to ask that it's put on the screen. Hebrews 1 and 3 declares His glory as such. He is the radiance, read this with me. He is the radiance of the glory of God, and He is the exact imprint of His nature. And He upholds the universe by the word of His power. Your Lord Jesus is all powerful. Your Savior is almighty. Oh, glory to God. After making purification for your sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Oh, church, as He makes intercession for you and I today. Church, the supremacy of Jesus, the Son of God, He is above all angels. He is above every angel, every prophet, every king, every ruler, every man, woman, and child. He is your Lord on high. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Church, you know, as much as I dearly, day in and day out, as much as I want to give credit to my dear wife for all of her love and care to me in these days, as much as she helps me to ease the strain of every day, in all that your friends, your family, your colleagues do for you, we are to give God thanks for them, church.
Yeah.
But no, today, church, no one, no matter how good they are to you, no matter what they have done for the family, no matter what they have done for the community, no one is able to replace your hope of glory found only in Christ Jesus. Jesus, I want to thank you, God. You are so almighty. As you declare Him Lord of your life, as you give of yourself wholly to Him and to His will. See, church, God wants all of you. He wants your dreams to be centered on Him. He wants your desires to be focused with Him in the center.
Hallelujah.
He wants the aim for your tomorrow to be based on His word that He's given you today.
Amen.
Jesus, your hope of glory, He deserves every fabric of your being to be dedicated unto Him. He is the love that fills your heart. Church, when we look around us, mankind is in need of this message today. Mankind, it does not matter what country's borders you are in. Mankind, without Christ Jesus, will believe that they are able to do it somehow in their own power. It is the falsehood of the enemy of the soul to allow mankind to believe that they can pass another law, they can do another march, they can form another committee, and they will make man be different. It will not happen without the love of Christ changing the heart, the soul, and the mind. It is the love of Christ that is to fill every man, woman, and child. And then we will see the difference on how man relates one to another. For we will operate, we will manifest the love of God as the servants of God. Mm-hmm. It is as you walk in the will of God that you are able to proclaim the word of God. It is as you walk in His will that you are able to say, I know, I trust, I believe, I have faith that His eye is watching over me. Yes. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Church, there is power in the name of Jesus. He is your shield. He is your high tower in all things of your life. When you may be weak, when you may be unsure and full of questions, you are able to declare, He then is my hope. Amen. He is my steady. On Christ, the solid rock, I will stand. Church, as you aim and purpose to seek the power of God over your life, know that God calls for you to make the commitment to make Him your hope. Mm-hmm. From the prophet of old, we find that God spoke through His prophet Jeremiah to the house of Israel. The people were in a place of turning away from God. Sounds a bit like mankind around the world today. They were turning to man. They were relying on their own strength. They were refusing to obey. They were questioning God. Church, this may be what we hear around us today. The Lord may be calling, come closer to me, have an open ear. He may be calling for obedience to His word, to walk in His calling, to make Him preeminent over our lives. Today, hear what God said over the children of Judah. Thus saith the Lord. From 17:5. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. And makes the son of the flesh his arm. And whose heart departs from the Lord. Church, this is serious. This is so serious that I want you to get it. I want you to see it. I want you to understand it. I want you to give it one to another. There is no fooling with the Word of God. We are to receive it in faith. The Word of God here says, cursed is the man who trusts in man. Church, we are to look to God to give us good people within our lives. We are to look to God to give us good government that will be faithful unto their subjects. We are to ask God to bless us with good people. But we are not to put our trust in those people. Because every time that we do, man will fail. God is faithful and true, and His word is amen and amen. Go to verse 6 with me. If you've got your word, turn to Jeremiah. For he shall be the one who trusts in the Lord. He shall be like a plant in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched. This is the one who fails to put his trust in God, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land not inhabited. 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in Him. like. Verse 8. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, that spreads out its roots by the stream. And it shall not be afraid when heat comes, but its leaves shall be green, and shall not be afraid in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Church, if you want verse 8 to be the reflection of your life, if you want verse 8 to be the reflection of your family's prosperity, yeah, if you want verse 8 to be the example of the church that you are involved with and working with and worshiping with, you will follow in trusting God and making Jesus Christ your hope of glory. You will say no to the ways of the enemy. You will say no to the voice of man. You will put your trust wholly in the Lord God. Blessed be the holy name of Jesus. Oh, Shandarabaki and the Rondarabaki. Church today, the Word of God proclaims that there is more to this walk with the Lord than just to know who God is. God is calling you today. Be rooted, be grounded. Be as a tree planted by the water. The heat, if the roots are deep enough, the heat of the day's situation will not harm nor wither that which is anchored in the Lord God. He's calling you today, church. He's calling you to let your faith expand. He's calling you to see that he is all powerful. He's calling us to recognize that he, Christ Jesus, verse 18, is the head of the body. He is your head. He's the head of the church. It is he, Christ Jesus, Colossians 1 and 18, who is the firstborn from the dead. He is our risen Savior. Church, you know, to make the Lord Jesus preeminent, it means to be first. Hold the first place that in all things he might have supremacy. Verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Church, when we place Christ first, it puts a whole new light on the train of thought. How much of myself will I give for ones that God has called me to serve? Puts a whole new light on how you will treat others, what you will say and do, and where you will spend your time. Puts a whole new understanding on praying, Father, not my will, but thine be done. For if it pleased the Father in heaven, look at this with me, church. Back to our text, verse 20. We will recognize that our completeness or fullness dwells in placing all of our hope in Christ, because Christ has made peace for you and I through the blood of his cross. By him to reconcile all things unto himself, all things of heaven and earth. Church, what I want you to see here today is this, is that it is by the shed blood of Christ Jesus and him alone. It is by the broken body of Christ Jesus. It is by Jesus Christ that you are reconciled, brought back to the right relationship unto God, your Father. Jesus spoke the very words, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Romans 5, it gives it to you like this, and I paraphrase. God gave his love for us while we were yet dead in sin. Christ died for us.
Amen.
While we were enemies of God, we were reconciled unto God by the death of his Son. Much more, the word goes on to say, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Amen.
Glory to God, church. Today you've got enough to go home and shout for the rest of your day. To be reconciled, church. To be reconciled carries a meaning of being brought back into harmony. You who were once afar off, you who were once living in death of sin, every man, woman, and child, it is by the blood of Jesus Christ. It is not because we are worthy. We are not reconciled or brought into the harmony with God because we are born into the right family, attended the right church, or went to the right school. It is by the blood of Jesus Christ that we have been redeemed. It's by the blood of Jesus that we have been forgiven by the riches of his grace. Colossians 1:21, and I'm bringing this teaching to a close. 1:21 goes on to tell you, you who were alienated, away from God, and hostile enemies in mind, you who were doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled by his death.
Mm.
You see, church, why we come to the Lord's table regularly? To be reminded, to keep it forefront within our mind, within our spirit, and within our witness. You have been reconciled, verse 22, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach. Church, you can claim your holiness. Let not the enemy fool you into believing that you are forever unholy.
Mm-hmm.
Let not the enemy of your soul let you be fooled into believing that you always have something more to prove. The Lord Jesus has already given it to you.
Mm-hmm.
In order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. Church, you can shout today, you have been found, you have been picked up, you have been turned around, you have been cleaned up, dressed up in the Lord Jesus, recreated in the likeness of the Most High. Verse 23, if indeed. Now, church, I'm going to leave you with this. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable, steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel. See, church, what you were so excited on day one about, it holds true.
Hmm.
10 years later. It holds true. On your 15th anniversary of dedicating your life to the Lord. It holds true on your 50th anniversary of dedicating your life to the Lord Jesus. Hold fast.
Mm.
Shift not from the hope of the gospel. Church, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the divine nature of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the miracle-working power for the transformation of mind, soul, and spirit, the mysteries of God, they are given to you. Verse 26 states, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations is now made manifest. Verse 27, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Church, as you walk with the Lord, Christ in you is your hope of glory. This is the blessed word of the Lord. God bless and be with you.